This episode aired on July 21st, 2015, and contains dated material.
The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, good evening, everybody. I am Mando Richard, and if everything works well, you are...
Sarah Sager.
And we're here with another episode of the Music Room here on WVUD and WVUD HD1 in Newark. Tonight, we're really excited. We're going to be talking with four people a lot closer to your age than mine, Sarah, from the Berklee School of Music. They formed a band that they call Damn Tall Buildings. And they play bluegrass instruments, but they sure as heck do not play bluegrass, do they? Sarah chooses not to participate.
I didn't know if it was on.
Absolutely.
No, they come from all over the U.S. map, which is going to be pretty interesting. They've also extended past our own North American borders, and their travels and their music have taken them all over the world. So we're interested in talking about their genrefication and how they bring music to people who are suffering. A lot of them are music therapists, which is very noble contribution.
Let's get right on to their music while we try and get them on the phone. I have, of course, because my sense of humor is warped, I've picked out Goodbye as their first number.
Said I'd join a baby I skill. Well, I'd hop on a train to get off away from it. I got my brand new shoes with nothing to lose when I'm headed uptown with my knockdown blues. Said, baby, I'm gone, gonna find me something new.
See, I'm fed up, baby, I'm down.
What you say?
I've been hard up, but stiff, flat, broke, pushed around. See, when I'm gone, I'll be leaving quickly. Headed up north, gonna leave the city. Got nothing to lose and no fun leaving you.
I said, goodbye, baby, baby, bye. I said, goodbye.
On the phone with us from somewhere up in the greater Boston area, we've got Max.
Yes. Hello.
Max Capistran. And Jordan. Yes.
What's going on?
Jordan Alleman, who speaks just like a banjo player. Sasha Dubik.
Hello.
Hello.
Bass players rule. And and the king of mustache wax himself, Avery Bellotta.
Hey, how's it going?
Together you guys are called Damn Tall Buildings. I guess the first question is, where'd you get the name?
Well, we came up with it about 20 minutes before we had to. And it comes from two different songs. The first of which is an old John Hartford tune called Eating Tall Buildings. And then the Go Kill Starro lyric about Boston, that the lyric goes, Damn tall buildings, please stop shielding the sunlight from my eyes. So we kind of took those two influences and came up with Damn Tall Buildings.
All right.
And then we shot our first video.
Now, you guys, we're talking to you in part because you're coming to the Milk Boy in Philadelphia on July 28th. Is this going to be your first tour going all across the country, or have you done some others like this?
We've done other tours before. This will be our third tour this summer, but this will be our longest tour so far.
First one all over the U.S.
We've been out to Montana once before, but we've never, like, done the whole out to the West Coast thing, so this is definitely new for all of us. I don't think any of us have driven it either, so we're pretty excited.
Oh, boy. Four musicians, a bass, and a van. Oh, my God. Sasha, am I right? Are you playing a quarter size upright?
Yes, three-quarter.
Oh, three-quarter. Okay. All right. Well, I thought it looked easier to port around than mine, but what do I know? Well, you guys.
Well, I have a special bass. It folds in half.
I am so jealous. One of my friends down here is a Chadwick folding bass, and it's just like so jealous. But this is not about me and my envy, is it? It's about you guys, because you are not your grandpa's bluegrass band, even though you've got the standard instruments.
That's what we're going for. Yeah.
I think Sarah wants to ask you a question about some of your influences.
Well, I want to know what Gorilla Roots is, because I'm music director here. We try to categorize without homogenizing, and that's a really cool term. So can you explain for people here in Delaware who might not know what that is? You know, take a whack at it.
Well, Sarah, I'm glad you asked. This is Jordan here, the banjo player. I'm going to try and explain this for you and the great people of Delaware.
Why, thank you.
Well, let's start with the fact that it's completely made up. So it's a nice little fib of ours. It's a term that I came up with to sort of describe our style. We are a bluegrass band. Technically, our instruments are that of a bluegrass group, but none of us really come from the same genre of music. Our influences are all over the place. I'm from bluegrass music. We have people who are primarily classically trained and inclined otherwise, or like blues and soul music, or any kind of genre that you could think of. So
didn't Sasha do a show at the Apollo in Harlem?
I did. How'd you know that?
Because, like a good DJ, I prepared and looked at your website. Well, anyway, my apologies for interrupting, but it's just like, you know, carry on with all the stuff, all the different stuff you do.
Yeah.
Well, for example, I know that Avery's got interest in classical music and film scoring and things like that.
That is correct. I came to Berkeley here in Boston, where I met these fine folks, and I came here to study film scoring and ended up playing in a Gorilla Roots band. So, yeah, I still write every once in a while, but I play a lot more fiddle than I do write for film.
Sasha, you've got to tell us a little bit more about your background, because I think it's absolutely fascinating to have someone with your bluesy and R&B kind of voice sing along with a bunch of hickbillies with their instruments.
I definitely come from a very different background, and I met these guys, and we just sort of came together.
What she means by that is that Max and Sasha were really good friends, and Sasha is a vocalist at Berkeley. And basically, Max came up to her one day and was like, "You should learn the bass." And next thing she knew, she was playing bass with us.
And let me tell you something unbelievable. She has never practiced. She's never practiced the upright bass.
That's not true. Completely.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, the mandolin. You can just, like, pop out and practice in the back seat of the car.
No, that's true.
She's gotten stronger. and playing it.
Yeah, you guys probably make her, like, carry it around, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
For the, see, Max tricked me. For the first year, he carried it around everywhere, and I was like, this is great. I don't have to do anything. I just show up. Don't relax. I have to do it on my own.
Honestly, she's stronger than the rest of those characters.
One of the things that I really think you should talk about seriously is the Berklee School of Music, because when I was a kid, it was mostly a place where jazz players went to work on their chops. But it's a lot more than that now. It's a real melting pot.
Yeah, it's definitely a melting pot. I mean, I went in kind of as a jazz player, a jazz guitarist, and blues guitarist. And, you know, when I came here, I didn't even see that much jazz. You know, there's so many different styles of music, and the roots department is just getting bigger and bigger, and Jordan's like was deeply involved in the roots department there, and it's much bigger, and it's like taken over the school. So, you know, that's how I got into it, is there's just so many people playing roots music now, and a lot of metal too.
Yeah, a lot of metal.
You wouldn't believe the amount of metal.
I mean, I was really expect to hear, you know, a catatonic banjo player being the one saying we should have more metal.
Very important agenda item the world should take up. The world needs more metal. And banjo.
Well, before we ask you all some more questions, I mean, about some of the other things in your background, we'd really like to play another song. And what we've picked out is the version you guys have uploaded to YouTube of the Ballad of Nigel Williams, which is on your, in another version, is on your first release, Cure All. First of all, tell us about the song, and second of all, warn the audience what they're going to hear, because it's not just a bluegrass band.
So we there's a young man named Evan Chapman, who is an incredible arranger, and while he was at Berklee, he started this thing called the Loft Sessions, where he took a lot of really cool artists that were at Berklee and arranged for a choir and a string orchestra and sometimes a percussion section to do their original music. So that's how we got hooked up with him, and I believe it was spring of 2013, I think, was when we recorded this one, and we got to do it with the whole choir and chamber string ensemble and percussion section. So it's real different, but it's a lot of fun. Probably one of the coolest things we've ever done.
Well, let's let the folks listen to this, shall we?
All right.
Sheriff come to get me, I drop that hammer down. Where the water is coming, the tide's getting high. Where the water is coming, the darkness rise. Where the water is coming, the tide's getting high. Where the water is coming, the darkness rise. 3, 4! We'll be right back.
Soon I will be done away the troubles of the world, going home to live with God. Soon I will be done away the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world. Soon I will be done away the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Damn Tall Buildings, the Ballad of Nigel Williams, complete with string orchestra, full choir, and snare drum. That was
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were these all musicians that you met at Berkeley?
Yeah, I believe the majority of them were all Berkeley students. Yeah, and quite a few of them were good friends of ours.
Yeah,
we only did like three rehearsals for that though, so we didn't get to really get to know anyone really that well,
except for the people you already knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think Sarah had something else she wanted to ask you.
Yeah, so you use the adjectives and the modifiers, I guess, grittiness and rust and realism that you tack on to your guerrilla roots genre. And you know, that sounds kind of like staples of the American condition. Like, to me, it's very Steinbeckian.
Whoa.
But very Steinbeckian. But
you can tell who's an English major.
No, Abby is too. It's Abby is too. She feels it. But I know that you guys, you know, keep an eye on world affairs. And Sasha, you've traveled a bit with your father's band, if that's right. And I wanted to know if you've let any of the international scene and world music seep into Damn Tall Buildings at all.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we're all very interested in traveling across the world and bringing our music and influences and taking influences from around the world and incorporating it in our music.
You went to Ghana and studied music.
Yeah, about 2 years ago, I went to Ghana and I studied with a professor from Berkeley. I studied drumming and African dancing for almost a month.
But you still play the bass? No African drums?
I still play the bass, yeah.
I'm not converted, not a convert?
Haven't worked that out.
No, I mean, I wish, but...
Haven't worked the African drums for the bluegrass sound, uh-huh. Well, see, so what Sarah doesn't understand is how revolutionary it was when bands like Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys added that snare drum and how that alienated people back in the
60s. Oh, yeah. Can't forget the Osborne Brothers either. They got a lot of people pretty angry for going the electric bass and drum.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that's the whole moral of the story. We're just trying to make the people angry.
I don't think that's true at all. I think the stuff that Sarah was asking about with your world travels and the fact that I think it's two of you who have done music therapy. I mean, I think you guys really want to make a difference with your music.
Yeah, definitely.
We'd really hope to. I mean, we've had a couple opportunities to make a difference. Last year we won this festival up at Top Notch Resort in Vermont, and we're able to donate $1,000 to this charity in Boston called Horizons for Homeless Children, which provides education for people that don't have homes and stuff so they can come in and still have a learning environment and get to be social and everything. So we'd like to continue doing more things like that. We'd like to plan trips around other areas in the world and bring music therapy and bring our music and take their music with us and, you know, things like that they're really therapeutic, but not just for the people that, you know, we're conducting music therapy for, but, you know, it's therapeutic for us as well. So we really hope to, like, continue, you know, traveling and doing music therapy and trying to help some people and then make a couple people angry.
Well, you know, there's one very important thing we haven't done, and that's we haven't promoted the we haven't promoted the heck out of your CDs or your show with the Milk Boy.
Rectify that.
Yes, we absolutely need to. Damn Tall Buildings will be appearing with Man About a Horse on Tuesday, July 28th at the Milk Boy up there at 1100 Chestnut in Philadelphia. And for more information on that show, you can go to milkboyphilly.com. And guys, tell us about your CDs.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. This is a self-titled EP here. It's 6 songs. And, you know, we all worked really hard together on arranging these songs and getting the fit well. And we had a whole bunch and brought it down to just 6 that really we felt, you know, meant something as a whole. And Jordan wrote a great banjo tune that's on there. And I don't know, I feel like it's all of our influences in one record.
Definitely agree with that, yeah.
It's our second record, yeah.
And the first one was called Cure All and came out in 2013, is that correct?
Yep. April of 2013.
Yeah, and this one.
No, 14.
Was it 2014?
I think it was 14.
Once you get to be my age, all the years run together. You know.
Sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long.
I just think that your stuff is really interesting. I mean, to me, you're so multi-talented. I mean, we've got pictures up in your email communications of Jordan tie-dyeing T-shirts. I mean, just
playing basketball.
I mean, playing basketball.
Posing. I mean, like you're playing basketball.
Letting you all use Jordan's banjos for batting practice. I mean,
yeah, it was kind of him, wasn't it?
Yeah. our ultimate goal. I mean, we're starting in music, but we're hoping to transition into professional basketball. So if you know anybody, let us know.
Well, I think the Philadelphia.
We're modeling.
The Philadelphia 76ers might be able to use some of you. But anyway, the Celtics don't come calling. Yeah. Well, we need to wrap up here, and I really think one of the things that is just remarkable is you guys play guitar, banjo, fiddle, and bass, traditional bluegrass instruments, but you sure don't just play straight-up bluegrass. I mean, we open up with Goodbye, which is from your EP, which I would say is... What, sort of swingy?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Nigel Williams, where you collaborated with a Baroque string ensemble, complete with 21st century snare drum. And what we're going to play to close the show is Born to Lose, which does not sound like Maybelle Carter.
That is completely accurate.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Born to Lose, then we're going to play that for the folks and let you guys go back to eating lobster and whatever else you might be doing up there. Whatever else you may be hanging out at Harvard Yard or whatever.
All right.
Born to Lose, honestly, if I'm going to be honest with you, I watch a lot of really dark and depressing television shows, a lot of them. I got a lot of inspiration from like really dark bar scenes and stuff, so I wrote this tune. And one day Sasha just started singing the chorus. Like, I was originally singing it, and she started singing it, and we were like, she's got to sing this. We got to do it at this tempo, and it really vibes with all of us.
I'd say we definitely shifted it. A lot of our first record is more of a live sound, and I think this second EP here that's coming out, we really focus a lot more on the studio sound, and I think this tune in particular is probably our most studio-specific sounding thing, meaning that we put a lot of production attention to it and really got to focus on Sasha's voice, which is nice. And I'd say that it's definitely probably the most out there thing we've ever put on tape.
So coming up to the Milk Boy in Philly on July 28th, we've got Damn Tall Buildings, and your website is?
DamnTallBuildings.com.
Absolutely. Guys, this has been a whole lot of fun. Here comes Born to Lose.
Mama, she worked in a steel mill, while Papa, he worked on the booze. Now Mama can't be found, and Papa's in the ground. Honey, I was born to lose. Honey, I was born to lose. Honey, I was born to lose. Well, if I had the choice to be heaven bound, rejoice. Honey, I was born to lose. I followed my father with a bottle. I heard that grave came. think a thing, 'cause the devil pulls my strings. Hell, Jesus was too hard to find. Honey, I was born.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.